Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. I know we've got a mailbag today, but I'm going to have to push it back because of what Rob just said to me, because it occurred to me that I was thinking about this last night. Most recently, we have had on the East Coast a rather significant winter event. There was
cold
not a lot
snap,
of snow.
Mike. A lot of people are talking about a cold snap.
It's been cold in Washington, D.C. It's been snowy up in the New York area. Lots of snow up in New England, tons of it. And just a major nor'easter that really didn't affect D.C. other than the cold.
No.
The coldest temperatures we've had down here in West South Florida for the entire season, I think. And so it's chilly everywhere else. But here's the thing.
Yes.
And it occurred to me that this is Washington, D.C.
At its finest, Mike.
Mike, it's a city about priorities.
Yeah. They're talking. D.C. is the seat of liberty and the capital, the political capital of the world.
Ugly Hollywood.
What's that?
Ugly Hollywood.
The most powerful city in the world.
Powerful city. But there are a few things that D.C. does, and they're traditional, and they're just not good. Okay?
I'll go one further. I'll say they suck.
Yeah.
They really do.
That's very hostile.
You want to tell, well, the thing about D.C. is D.C. is really more about repetition than any other city. It's more about tradition than
yes,
any other city.
You're right.
Just repeat, repeat, repeat. And you get people that
are
just... It's
like that Tom Cruise movie.
Because they are there.
Groundhog Day.
Which one would that be?
When he dies, comes back, and dies, comes back,
oh, yeah,
and dies.
That's the one with Emily Blunt.
Yeah, yes. Risky Business.
Yes.
No,
what? That's when he prostitutes.
Now I need to know them. It's a sci-fi movie.
Oh, my God. I used to
and
know
he's,
the name.
He's like he's battling the aliens, then
they
dies.
They had a great name
back
for it, and then they switched it up because people didn't understand what it was.
I know what it is. I got it right here. Disorderlies.
That's it. Disorderlies!
Rated PG.
Pony, you got it. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up right now.
Don't look up that, Pony. Look up Cherry Blossom Problems.
Oh, no.
I'll look up the movie.
All right, so Washington, D.C. So they, you know, there are a couple of things with Washington, D.C. There's this big story about Charlie Brotman was not going to be the announcer for the
Edge of Tomorrow.
He's 113 years old.
Charlie Brotman, the problem was they didn't budget for a shovel.
But Charlie Brotman is D.C. Charlie Brotman is a man of wonderful connections. And
PR
an incredible
guy.
Networker with no...
Who's Charlie Brotman?
He runs a PR agent.
Brotman Winterfried?
And also, was he not the voice of the Senators in the old stadium?
Yeah, he's every bit Washington because Charlie Brotman got these jobs because he was connected.
Yeah.
And Charlie Brotman is like the cherry blossoms. He's here every year, and more often than not, it's a bit of a disappointment. But this year, like many other years,
that was really
every
mean
year, here's the point I'm trying to get to about yeah, Washington, D.C.
Just slandering friends.
No, not slandering anybody. But Charlie Brotman is Charlie Brotman. And I thought it really sucked when they booted him out of the inaugural parade announcing job because, you know, come on. Who's it going to hurt? Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's
except
not,
for
and
Charlie
you know what?
Brotman.
No one hears it. Except right for the 80 people that are near the booth. It's
but
not like they
the,
carry it on the TV.
But the new administration, yeah, you can argue the politics all day long, but they're all about sweeping and dramatic change.
Yes.
That's to me what they
mm-hmm
say. Now, getting back to what I was going to say about Washington, D.C., I have for years been not only reporting it and talking about it, but these cherry blossoms. The way I understand it, the cherry blossoms were a gift. Right?
Yes.
From Japan prior to World War II. Correct?
Some would say
it was
a distraction.
I thought it was a peace offering after World
War
II.
No, prior to the war, I believe.
It was during the war.
It was not during the war.
I'm going to
find out. Pony's doing other things. I'm going to find out right now.
Pony's doing other things. That's right.
I'll find out for you.
All right. I want to find out about the cherry blossoms.
Mike, they rim the tidal basin.
I get to see what Oscar's doing right now.
Oh, so if he were to surf porn, you'd know.
Yeah. Really nice picture of the Olsen twins.
Boom! 1912, March 27th.
Yeah. Yes, prior to the first big war.
Yes.
Long before World War
I. Love you, long time.
And then they planted these cherry blossoms, and then...
Around the Tidal Basin, Mike, which is where the Jefferson Memorial is.
And Washington, D.C., the city that has, outside of monuments and a couple of museums, you know, that's pretty much it. What it is also known for in the spring that they have turned into this hype machine to hype the tourism is the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yes.
The only problem is...
When will they peak?
The problem is with this with this tree that they planted, it's every year. Am I wrong? Every year in some way, there's a cold snap where they get effed up, or the wind comes through and they get effed up. And they and it occurred to me today when I saw Al Roker going, they're going to, the Parks and Recreation Service is going to investigate. What do you mean you're going to investigate? You planted trees from somewhere else.
105 years ago.
That don't do well here.
That's right.
That don't do well with our climate.
You know what, Mike? Also, this just in, a bad citrus yield in Springfield this year. Because
it doesn't, they don't fit.
No.
And every year they report this story like the wind's going to blow the leaves off the cherry blossoms, or they peak too early, or they peak too late, or they peak whenever, like it's some big story.
And there's something else that needs to be said is,
what's that?
I am a lifetime D.C. resident, so I know of these cherry blossoms.
You're a lifetime Leesburg, Virginia resident.
No, that's BS is what
is. You're a Northern Virginia.
I'm a
Northern
Virginia resident. You're not a D.C. guy.
Well, yeah,
you're not a D.C. resident.
Okay, do I watch the Northern Virginia television stations? Do I take the Northern Virginia Post?
I could watch the West Coast feed all day, not say I'm from California.
The entire time I have been within a few miles of the city,
and
so I'm within the hype scope.
You've been scared
to
penetrate.
This is not what we're discussing!
So,
I am within the hype scope, yes.
You lived around here all your life.
And so I know that, and never did I go see the cherry blossoms.
And I mean around. I don't know what that meant.
The entire time of my life, I have seen all of this hoopla getting worse and worse. And when I was dating Carrie, and you do things when you date people, you date women and you do things like they say.
And courting them.
Yeah. Do you want to go apple picking? Yes, I'd love
you
to go apple picking.
Like bad things.
Oh, no, that's Mike. You do you do these things so you can do the bad
hold
things.
Hold on just a second, Rob. Yes. I want to go to Patrick on the line here.
Oh.
Hello, Patrick. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Patrick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. Thanks for calling on a non-wide open Wednesday.
Hey, tomorrow's his big day.
Well,
St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's kind of a bigoted holiday, in my opinion. But, anyways, are you guys doing the mailbag right now?
Whoa! No, you just you don't make a dramatic statement like that and then just expect us to move on, especially when you've got a noted Irishman that's in the studio.
A fabled Irishman.
Explain yourself.
You celebrate an entire group of people from the Emerald Isle. A culture.
Well, my name is Patrick McGuire, and I'm a noted alcoholic in my town, and I've been battling it for years. So when people only want to get drunk and fight, like, you know, the shtick Rob does is just so over the top.
Big well, Rob's racist. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
All creeds
like
and cultures.
Any other culture outside of his own, which is this, I don't know what it is. It's like
a supreme race, Mike, for Rob.
Pat McGuire, why are you fighting your alcoholism? Why not just give in?
Hey, how dare you?
Hey, it's what I did. It works for me.
I enjoyed the hell out of it, believe me, guys. But, responsibility call.
How long have you been in recovery?
9 years.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, really? Well,
nice.
Let's give a round of applause. That's good. Hi, Patrick.
Not easy. Very brave.
No one likes a quitter.
But that's not why you called, Patrick. So you don't like St. Patrick's Day. I'm cool with that. Why did you call?
No. Okay, so I live in Spokane, right?
Spokane.
And Dirk Vastrick is having this meetup.
He's having a meet
and eat.
And I don't know if I should get on board because I don't know if I can trust him.
Oh. How so?
Well, my wife is attractive. Not nearly as attractive as Carla.
Who is?
But Well, exactly.
Mike, this is a great question.
Mm-hmm. This is a great call, to be perfectly honest.
I don't
want to give him credit. I don't want to get happy, but so far I'm thoroughly – there's not a part of this phone call I haven't enjoyed in its totality. I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Patrick.
It's an honor to speak with you guys, especially on a Thursday. I'm working early. I thought I'd give it a shot. I really appreciate
Thank
you.
Good. I'm glad you did. Go ahead. Go ahead. Dirk Bastrick and your wife.
Exactly. That's exactly my fear. My mind just goes there instantly. Can the man be trusted?
Let me tell you how my feelings with Dirk. I believe that Dirk is the very first quality I would say that Dirk possesses is kindness. I think Dirk is a kind man. Everything he's posted, my personal meetings with the man, every time I've interacted with Dirk, the things he's said, the things he's done for us, the things I have witnessed him do, he seems kind.
Generosity, too, Mike. He is a generous man, generous in spirit.
And packing.
There's another person that's exactly like that, and that man's name is Horny Bob Spiewak.
Oh.
And so I tell you, you know, in given the opportunities, I think both of these very kind, very decent men would pretty much jump on anything that wasn't bolted down, to be perfectly
honest.
This
is like one of those Dateline specials where the guy says, can you hold this briefcase that has $100,000 in it? I'll be right back.
What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do?
No, but if you're there, are you going to be there while your wife is around Dirk?
Well, I would rather not. Well, no, I will be there. You're right. I would not leave them alone in the room.
How happy is your wife?
Well, it's like you always say, you know, you're only as faithful as your options. And Dirk, you know, we've all
Oscar's
seen Dirk.
Greatest. The Oscar Santana quote that will be on his tombstone. Mm-hmm. A man is only as faithful as his options.
I think that goes for a woman, too. I think that goes for a woman,
that's
too.
And, you know, and statistics might bear that out. Right. You know,
we've all been burned.
How old of a fellow are you, Pat? How old are you?
See, this is it, too. I'm 37. My wife is only 29.
Oh. So Dirk could be the sugar daddy she's always wanted.
And obviously she has a thing for older guys.
Here's the thing.
I know, man.
Patrick, I have to ask you this. Are you a good provider?
Well, let's just say it's 6:15 on a Thursday and I'm already at work.
Oh, yeah. He's slaying the dragon. She's snoozing, right?
All right. Good for you. Good for you. Keep a close eye on her. Thank you for the call, and good luck. Go to the meet and eat. You'll be fine. Yep. And by the way, if Dirk does touch your wife, please call us immediately.
Full report. Yeah,
and make sure that puts up any sort of a post or anything that says meet and eat, make sure eat is not in quotation marks.
Come on.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
Just
that.
Just checking.
I'm sorry. Hey, they're calling. I'm taking them. Hello. I'm sorry. You're not going to take that one. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, my God. Don't have time for you, Chucko. Sorry about that. Not today.
No time for clowns.
Yeah, so no time for Chucko, look, after a call from Patrick, that's a lengthy discussion always with Chucko. Chucko is never a short call. Chucko, please call back. Call back on
Open Line Wednesday.
Yes. Thank you. Not Open Line Wednesday. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. It's Heather from the prison.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Heather from, please refresh my memory.
Love
Heather
letters.
Works at the prison, and she's called us from the prison. She's called us from Inster before.
Are you working at the prison today?
I'm getting dressed to go to work right
now.
Nice.
Do you have Snapchat?
I didn't know. I had no idea. All right, so you're doing that. Are you putting on...
handcuffs?
Are you
pony?
Pony, sick pony, twisted, dives right into it. I was gonna say her uniform, pony boy.
That's better.
Gross.
No, not until God. I get there.
Wow. Okay. So, Heather, what can we do for you this morning?
Well, Mike, you've been talking about watching the prison shows and everything lately. So, I just wanted to know if maybe you'd want to get a little bit of an actual real life perspective on the stuff you're seeing.
Like, go inside?
Well, no. No, I can't take you inside, but I used to work at the Orange is the New Black prison, but now I'm working at Shawshank for the last 4 months.
Do you work at any non-showbiz prisons?
Dinner Rider.
Well, I served with Elvis Presley in 1957.
You know, you had it, and then you went back to Jailhouse Rock.
You ruined it.
And you literally destroyed it. You know that, right? Because you did that for yourself,
you
and there
slayed,
are four people that know that reference.
Oh, man.
Man, it sucks to be me.
You know, if you had said Oz, it would have been perfect.
That's 1939. That's even older.
Yeah, 39.
Not the Wizard of Oz.
99, for God's sake. All right. So where exactly, what state is your prison in?
It's a federal prison in California.
Mm. All right. Well, what do you want me to do to get an idea? I'm in the great state of FLA, and you're in California. So how could I get a tour there without, like, making a special flight out there or something?
Well, basically, a lot of the stuff that you're seeing on TV is accurate. There is a lot of separation between the races. The sex offenders that are in the prisons, a lot of them have to make up papers. They have to have fake papers in order for them to kind of be able to be in the prison.
Could we see your papers?
Heather, you haven't knocked back like a fifth of vodka before work today, have you? Just out of curiosity.
No, I'm trying to be very careful because, as I said before, I really want to make sure that I keep my job.
Sure. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's okay.
You
that's
know the
okay.
new show,
we
Mike.
We appreciate you.
Orange is the new vodka.
Orange is the new screwdriver.
That's right.
Heather, we don't really care about those sex offenders. Tell us about, like, the stuff we're really into. Like, the orange is the new black
and
stuff.
And for Mike, could you do, like, could you Skype with him? Could you FaceTime with him so he could see
can
the
I
prison?
Maybe make those
it's
arrangements
his show.
Myself,
yeah,
please?
It's his
Thank
show.
You very much.
I didn't want you to appear needy.
Heather, we're a little short on time. What do you have in mind? What's your point? That's what I need.
Yeah, get to your point.
We don't take a lot of calls on Thursday. So
are you sneaking a shiv in?
I just want to know what's going on, Heather.
Basically, the other thing I wanted to do, Mike, is to thank you for also all of the support that you've been giving to law enforcement, especially the forgotten law enforcement of the correctional workers. We in the federal system have lost many of our correctional officers. The institution that I'm at now, it's the 20th anniversary of one of our correctional officers this next month, and it's a very thankless job that we get. Like I said, we're forgotten.
And I will point out to you that you know what?
Thank you.
This is not a left, right, liberal, conservative.
No.
This ain't really. I have dear friends of mine that are on the job that I violently argue with politically. I do. I've done it with a lot of them. And the fact is that I still love them, and I still incredibly respect what they do and how they put their asses out on the line. And there are people that are doing that. And I wish that I really, of all the issues that have been politicized in this world of all politics, I wish law enforcement wasn't one of them. Because the fact is, there are bad guys from every way of life, and there are good guys from every way of life. And the people that are in blue, overwhelmingly, the overwhelming majority of them do the right thing. And it's really, really frustrating when the loud minority in every group tends to drive wedges between us, you know, because it's frustrating because they're people that work their asses off. And I respect people in law enforcement. And if you, go out there and see what they have to deal with every day, there's a real simple fact about law enforcement. And yes, I agree and sympathize with people that have been the victims of police abuse. People, policemen and policewomen have overstepped throughout the era of policing ourselves. It has happened. But the fact is, when you get up every morning, getting into a squad car, you're walking into a prison, walking into a correctional facility, and you really have no idea what could happen with your day. The rest of us schlubs that are out here, we go around, yeah, could we get hit by a bus? Of course it could happen. But the fact is, people that do those jobs have a real, real threat every day, and you never know what's going to happen. And that requires a different kind of bravery that ought to be acknowledged with the people in law enforcement. And that's all I wanted to say about
here.
That.
Here.
Heather, we got to run. You stay safe, okay?
Thank you, boys. I love you. Now go be funny.
Okay,
thank you very much.
That's right. I'm not sure what was going on with that.
Me
but
neither.
Hey, if I was working in the
Mike,
final correctional
message,
facilities, yes.
Your message resonates with so many of our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the most important part.
That's not. I don't like that. That's the of all the issues that are politicized in our world. The issue of law enforcement. You know, it sucks. It really, 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 really sucks. And you know, and I'll go so far as to say, I don't like the bumper stickers. You know what I mean? If you support law enforcement, put an FOP sticker on your car.
Right.
You know, donate to a policeman's benevolent fund. Okay, but by putting Blue Lives Matter on, you know, you're assuming that anyone that says Black Lives Matter is against law enforcement, and that ain't true.
That's true.
And kids may think you're talking about Smurfs.
Everyone loves Smurfs.
It was in Spanish when I was a kid.
Didn't we start this segment talking about the cherry blossoms?
We sure did, Mike.
Yeah, but I'm glad when the phones pay for themselves. That's wonderful. That's a true, true delight. And hey, Pony, anybody else you want to put handcuffs on by any chance?
Oh, everybody.
You perv.
Rob, what a freak. Looking at him right now. Yeah.
Stop it.
Right in.
You'll need to go to the big and large store. I got thick wrists.
We don't want to get too controversial, okay? We don't want to post that on our video.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm originally from a small town in Tennessee, and when I tell people that in Los Angeles, it confuses them. They're always like, oh, like Chattanooga? I'm like, oh, no. What? No. Oh, you have no idea, do you? Okay, how can I explain? Okay, when I was in fifth grade, my older cousin went to a field party, got in a fight, and killed a dude. When I was in high school, the dead dude's sister asked me to the prom. That's a small town, you guys. Not a lot of options. I had to decline her offer because my father made a solid point when he went, ooh, I don't know about that. She might have forgot, but I don't think her daddy did. People in the South love that joke so much. It makes people outside the South sad.
Not me.
People in the South just like, those are just two good dads right there, that's all I do.
Recording live from the historic Spite House District of our nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, with the old queen, Rob Spiewak, legal immigrant, Oscar Santana, gin aficionado, Matthew Bloom, and featuring the world's most orange intern, Mac. And now, a man who needs to keep his cell phone on a leash, Mike O'Mara.
Nice.
That's fun.
I like that.
I love those newbies. Keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming, folks.
Welcome. I love that. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I've never felt good about announcing that phone number outside of Wednesday until today. That's
fun. But no clowns today. No time for clowns.
Chucko, I'm sorry, Chucko. And hey, if that means we never get a call from Chucko, I'll be sad. MikeOmaraShow.com. That's where you get us online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Sleep Number. Did you know that getting quality sleep is just as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? It is. You got to get your shut eye. If you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. And a lot of people have to replace their mattresses all the time. I've been telling you this, and I want you to know, it's the best product in my home. It is the best product in its class, and I'm talking about all mattresses. I'm talking about the fact that a Sleep Number bed is the best. Pure and simple. You buy this, you're not going to look back. You're going to love it. Sleep Number. You can go there. You can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just right comfort every night. It's wonderful. I love it. It's got Sleep IQ technology inside. It'll track your sleep and give you personal insights so that you can get better sleep. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score, again, a 95, and
attaboy.
I feel great.
Nice.
Come into a Sleep Number store to see and feel the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattress, now only $19.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And please, 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 this is the most important part for our show. When you buy your Sleep Number, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Sometimes they let you check a box.
There's a card. You get a card and you just check off our name. It's easy as that.
Absolutely. Check the box where we are, and we would appreciate that. We will get to the mailbag on the other side of this break. But, you know, I just wanted to get back to the whole weather anomalies. And, you know, they talk about it like it's a big story. And what frustrates me is when they're talking about the cherry blossoms, like it's some unique thing. It seems to me at least... And I'm being generous here. At least every 3 years, there's a major weather event that tanks the cherry blossoms.
D.C. is known for having mid to early March snowstorms of consequence.
Right.
And
that
will kill them.
Of March.
But the thing about people, if you're from out of town, what you got to know about the cherry blossoms is when I first saw them, I thought, this is going to be magnificent. It's going to smell like cherries. They have no smell whatsoever.
Smells like feet.
No. All they do is make you sneeze, and then they fall.
That's only you, though. That's really only you.
All they do is make people that
are... Do you think there's anyone else that really was thinking cherry blossoms that... Were you... And how long ago did you have that feeling? Were you a big lad when this happened?
I was dating Carrie, so I was 9 years old.
You thought that they would smell like cherries?
Yes. Don't you... When you see and hear the phrase cherry blossom... And you see them rimming the entire tidal basin. Don't you think that it's going to smell marvelous?
That thought process isn't—it's not that far-fetched.
So I was in my early 20s, and I went down there, and then I pulled a petal.
That's
because
you dream of ice cream cones and chocolate cake.
Yeah, yes, were you a foodie back then?
Of course, he was a foodie.
Of course, I didn't know. I don't know this.
And then I got yelled at by a park ranger. Because I pulled a petal down to smell it. I just say, this doesn't smell like anything. You can't pull those down.
The problem this year is...
By the way, I love Rob Spiewak in the new television show, This Is Us. I really do.
Oh, my God. You saw that as well? Oh, how have you watched that show,
Rob?
There's
a guy like triple the size of Rob. That's on,
but he's jolly like
but
Rob.
It's, but it's you.
It's, he's Aww, jolly
that's
and nice.
He's you.
We could change the name to the show to This Is RS. Instead of
Mike,
us.
Mike, he wears
Rob, have
a
you
top
watched
hat
the show?
Like Rob
no, I've
would.
Got I've got 8 episodes sitting in my DVR. I haven't had a chance to binge it yet.
Please watch the show. He's now, when I say this, he's 10 times bigger than you are. He's massive. But he's strange massive because
massive?
He's got your height.
Well, because he's got a thin head, right?
He's got your
Oscar,
height.
Doesn't he have like a massive body, but he's big and tall?
The way he dresses, the way he's into old school Hollywood, it's Rob.
Right. Yeah,
are you sure this isn't Ross the intern?
No.
And he's quick with a quip.
He's really quick and witty.
So I won't have trouble finding the guy you think I am on This Is Us.
Did you see the Christmas episode?
Yes, and that's why I'm talking about it today. Because that's where I'm caught up to. I'm caught up to the Christmas episode.
I said to Shannon.
If I could do my pantomime of it for you, Oscar, here we go.
I said
this show.
I said Shannon. God willing, that's not Rob in 2 years.
Yeah, it's
all right. I will take that hit to my self-esteem if you promise.
Yes,
that you will watch Feud.
Yes.
You must watch
Feud. That's the American Horror Story. That's in the queue.
And by the way,
that is so. I know where
we got torn up. We got torn up yesterday. I have to set the record straight. It is from some of the creators of American Horror Story, and it has Jessica Lange, and it's on FX. But
it's
not. It's not American Horror Story.
I've been saying that forever.
So it's just called Feud.
Feud. Betty versus Joan, or Joan versus Betty.
It's just. I cannot wait.
When you see Victor Buono, you will. You will relieve yourself in your pants. It's that funny.
No, you will, because to be honest, you're a Victor Buono maniac.
What
was his character on Batman?
Well, he was King Tut, and also he has the popular album Heavy, which was an entire stand-up album of him being fat, and he had a poem about it. He said, I'm fat, that's all there is to that, and it was horrible. But the thing is they found someone in the modern age that looks like him and talks like him, and you will think it's funny, I promise you.
Interesting actor, but I'm kind
colorful,
of obsessed,
Mike.
I'm obsessed with this show. When you binge, here's a theory. I'll throw this out to anybody in the room that has done any binge television.
Yeah.
When you binge on a television program, what's wonderful about it is it's like a really, really long movie.
Yes.
It's like a movie that lasts 2 weeks. And the problem when you binge is that television series are not by their nature conducive. If you get outside a House of Cards, they're not really conducive to binging. You're not supposed so
they're not designed for it. Yeah, you're right.
You get a sense of the unevenness of a television show when you do that, and This Is Us is no exception to that. It sometimes feels just a tad forced, and it sometimes feels just a little scattered. But other than that, you know, it has moments, but man, most of it is really, really
fun. Did you tear up?
Did you tear up?
I haven't teared up as much as I thought I would. I tear up when they talk about the great band. You know what? I'll tell you the scene I teared up, and it will not ruin the show for anybody.
Okay.
I teared up.
Did the Rob guy have a heart attack?
I teared up when Kevin explained his painting. That's when I teared up. When the scene where Kevin shows his painting to, I think, the children, and he explains I painted this when I read the play. This is what I thought.
Ah.
And when he showed that, I thought that was some of the finest writing I have ever seen. But, you know, there is.
Well, with binging, you have to know that the hour-long format, or actually it's probably closer to 48 minutes an episode, they have to have a story arc that is self-contained in that hunk, and that's going to sometimes trip it up. One of the best shows,
Gerald McCraney's phenomenal in this show, though, as the doctor.
And the show, it's not as linear as you think it is.
No, it's not linear
so
at
it's
all.
Not, it's not that way at all.
Okay,
you can't throw a dart at this show at all. It's completely different.
That's so if I start at episode 5, am I going to be okay?
They'll catch you up.
Okay. I would tell you really to enjoy this program, you got to dive in from the beginning. You really all have to, because it's like anything like that. Most of the time, you have to invest in the characters, and that's the way to do it. So you know. I'm not the only one. I just came late to the party on this, but This Is Us with the Rob character.
Oh,
is,
the Rob.
Does he have a name, this
who's
Rob
the
character?
Boyfriend,
oh, God,
and he's
what
so
is his
sweet
name?
And nice.
What is his
it's
name?
Rob with one B.
Shut up.
No, let me look.
Oh, the big guy. The big guy on.
You know what was a great show to binge watch was The Sopranos, and maybe that might have been one of the first shows that you could do it. Because
you could dive into The Sopranos in any episode, and
also,
it would be like a separate mini movie.
But they were all so well connected, and the arcs were so well done. And I think The Sopranos was actually a turning point in television.
The best
thing about This Is Us is when they have that entire episode dedicated to the fact that the cherry blossoms are BS. What did you laugh about?
I love
when
we share a screen because I'm going to pull up the actor's profile pic on IMDb, and you're going to love it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I think we all will.
I'll have you when we come back.
All right, very good.
Teaser.
And then when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, no, I can't go to break. I can't go to break because now I have to wait for it. I have to find it. I have to find Toby's picture.
So you're watching right now Oscar's screen, right? Because you're sharing a screen?
Rob, they're big enough on this show where I believe you wonder sometimes whether the weight that is on them is actually real or whether it's creepy.
Remember when Bobby Bacala was really fat and they had to pat him out on The Sopranos? You could actually see sometimes the pillow.
I ain't wearing a pillow. He looks smaller there, Oscar.
Yeah, it looks like Rob.
He's an Irishman. Chris Sullivan is the actor and producer known for The Drop. Does
you know what?
Know the
there
drop?
He is smoking a cigar. Doesn't he know that's not healthy?
There you go. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful actor. There he is. There he is. There's
here
Toby.
You go, Rob.
There's Toby, Rob. There's Toby right
there. And he manages to look stunning in that outfit.
Hey, this is so great. We can really share the pictures a lot better now, too.
Yeah.
I like my new computer.
Me,
here,
too.
Connecting me with Washington, D.C.
See if you can find pictures of two guys on motorbikes. It'd be fun.
There you go.
This is really
Oscar's
you, Rob.
Oscar's getting all the
this
pictures.
This is you
of
right here.
At least I'm the guy on the left.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara show.
Show pick.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's Tony P. from the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. On this week's episode of the show, we review our experience in New York City at Caroline's. Fun show, but it didn't go as well as we thought it would. I think you'll enjoy that. Also, we've got sports writer Jerry Eisenberg, author of the new book, Once There Were Giants. He talks about the glory days of all the classic heavyweights. Check it out. It's a fun show. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, ladies and gentlemen, every now and then I like to spotlight a sponsor, and this time it's Distilled.
Yes.
I'm spotlighting this sponsor because I really think this is a fantastic deal. Take a look at the jeans. If you're watching on Ustream, or you're going to see the video later, Oscar's got the jeans on right now.
Oh, my
a
God. The Ustream video is going to look like the Blair Witch Project.
It's fantastic because Distilled is the best, and I love Distilled jeans, spelled D-S-T-L-D. They use the best luxury-grade denim, but you don't pay a fortune. And I will tell you something. If you want to have the kind of jeans that are multi-purpose jeans, and when I say that, yes, you can wear them anytime, anywhere, for any occasion. I'm talking about the good kind that you wouldn't be embarrassed to go to a cocktail party in. They start at just $75, and we are spotlighting this advertiser because it's such a great deal anyway. We want you to get involved. Distilled jeans are amazing. Oscar lives in his. He knows better than to buy those expensive jeans at the mall. This is not bargain bin stuff. Distilled jeans look great. They last forever, and they're guaranteed to fit. You're going to look like $1 million for only $75. With quality like this, you'll notice the difference right away. Hey, did I mention Distilled's got outerwear, leather jackets, T-shirts, and more? Elevated style and quality without elevated prices, and we really need the O'Mara family to step up.
Please.
And get involved with Distilled
right
now. Pick them
up today.
Go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. I have made everyone wait long enough because it is not about us. It is
not about
the cherry blossoms. No. Ultimately, on Thursdays, it's about
it's
you.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
Chris Sullivan.
Toby.
It's all about you.
Hey, Oscar, I got to ask you this. That scene in the hospital where he's going to get his ticker fixed.
Yes.
Didn't that feel like Rob right there?
Mike, it's like you were in my living room and Shan and I were watching. I said, there goes Rob. There goes the coffee table.
Mike, there's only been one member of the show that we've all visited in the hospital.
Yeah, but you wouldn't feel bulletproof coming out of that.
No, nor would I invite you in. I think I'd be uncomfortable. I'd say, you know what? Send a card.
Let's open up the mailbag. Happy birthday today to Mr. Doug Pospickle.
Yay, Dougie!
His wife never forgets. Isn't that wonderful? A much-delayed happy birthday to John McAndrew of Pennsylvania, now solidly double nickels and listening to the show every day with his dog, a golden noodle named Finnegan. Finnegan, begin again. Hey, how's your golden doodle say? Susie Q wanted to remind us that Friday is Michael Myers' 55th birthday. What, the horror movie character?
Yeah, with the hockey mask. No, this is a real gentleman named Michael Myers.
Oh, sorry, Michael Myers. Michael Myers, famous for Wayne's World. And
true.
To tell him that laughter is the best medicine, but DGH, that's for sure.
Amen. DGH.
Mr. Drew Johnson turns 12 today and would love to share some birthday waffles. Hey, how about having a waffle with a golden doodle? Waffle, waffle, waffle with a golden doodle. Or you could do the poem that I wrote for my son as he was cleaning his room last night. Puzzle pieces, put them in the puzzle bucket. Puzzle pieces, put them in the puzzle bucket.
That sounds fun, Mike.
Then did he cry?
What's that?
Then did he cry? Did he not like
he loved
poem?
It.
Oh, good.
He loved it and repeated it. Mr. Drew Johnson, 12 today, would love to share some birthday waffles with Tracy Morgan. So that means that, Tracy, just come in here.
Oh, we don't need to spin?
You want a waffle? Have some waffle. I got a waffle.
The winner, lovely Kelly Cassidy, has been listening since the 1990s, and she had a birthday last weekend. Happy birthday, m'lady. Rob wrote it that way, so I read it that way. Happy birthday, m'lady.
You're the best.
I gotta go to my job.
Listen, I'm getting dressed, and I got the keys, and I got the mace.
We thought maybe.
No, I got an electric stun machine.
Hey, buddies, happy 29th birthday to my son, Madison Giamaria. He is a good boy.
Oh, Mr. Giamaria, he's a good boy. It takes a good time with his mama.
He's a good boy. His mom and I. Oh, I'm sorry. It's dad that wrote it.
Yes.
He's a papa. Oh, Papa Giamaria. You're such a good papa to your boy, Madison.
What kind of Italian name is Madison?
I don't know. That's sexy. Not a very. It is a little sexy.
Maddie.
But it's a boy.
Maddie Giannata.
Maddie Giamaria. I wish one thing for Madison Giamaria, okay? I hope that when he gets out to the real world and he's renting his own place, that the rent stays the same as before. Madison's dad said his mom and I gave him a happy childhood, loving home, and a college education. He gave me a bonus show subscription.
Nice.
That's a good kid.
That's a good son.
So I guess we're even. Keep bringing the funny. That's Rick Giamaria.
Ricky Giamaria, you have a good son.
Hi, guys. I married a girl I met via Tinder. Together 3 years now, Michael Snook.
That might be the shortest letter, and that was not edited. Just that was the whole letter right there.
Well, hopefully you'll be Mr. and Mrs.
Tinder.
Snook really, really someday soon.
Swipe right.
No, they're married. They're married.
Oh, they're married.
Yeah.
Oh, they are a couple
they
of schnooks.
They found love through Tinder.
That's right.
There's a callback to last week's show.
Okay, don't be a schnook. Hello, my husband told me about your show and that every Wednesday you do birthday shout-outs. Well, it's really Thursday. Give me one to, please give one to Alan of Roseville. That's, I have to play that. Doesn't that sound? Turn your music down for a second.
Hello? We are here to give a birthday greeting to Sir Alan of Roseville. His birthday is Monday the 20th. It would mean a lot to him to hear this on your show. Thank you, Jeanette Woodard. P.S. He is right. Your show is hilarious. So I ask you all to kneel and worship Sir Alan of Roseville, the spotlighted TMOS listener for today. Music. Thank you.
Can you say what Her Majesty would say upon knighting him? Which is, arise, Sir Alan of Roseville.
Arise, Sir Alan of Roseville. I am going to take this sword, touch both of your shoulders, and make sure that you are a knight in the Queen's service, Sir Alan of Roseville. Now, Essady.
Thank you, Bertie.
Thank you very much. Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the time to read this. My little brother, Josh Staples, turns 39 on St. Patrick's Day. Well, I wonder if he has any sisters. It would mean that was a joke for Rob that Rob didn't that Oscar didn't get.
No,
I guarantee.
Of course not.
What did I miss?
I said, I got thanks that, for taking the time are. To read this. My little brother, Josh Staples, turns 39, and
singers.
I said on St. Patrick's Day. And I went, yes, thank you.
Oh.
It would mean.
Sorry. Anybody else know the Staple Sisters?
Yeah, maybe Staples. Hey, maybe he owns a business supply store.
All right. I wish Josh Staples a happy birthday in the way he normally says the name. Josh! Josh! Please feel free to mention that his birthday gift this year will be a renewal of the bonus show. We both appreciate the show and are thankful for the daily laughs the crew provides. Appreciate your time, Mac. Right. Is that our Mac?
Mac
no.
Dad.
No.
All right, moving right along. Hey, guys, I just wanted to send birthday wishes to my lovely bride-to-be, Lindsay Hess, who turned 30 last Monday. She is the love of my life, and we love to share quotes from the show to each other. She would love a birthday greeting on the show. Thanks. Keep doing what you do. Sincerely, Jeff Potter.
Potter.
Yes, thank you.
Lindsay, keep
along.
It tight.
Excuse me. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and Glenda. Whoops! I meant intern.
Oh, Glenda. Scandalous!
Nice!
That's funny. Max here in Portland, Oregon. Thanking you all for all the funny over the years. I used to listen to Don and Mike on terrestrial radio, but fell off the wagon once the show disbanded. But I'm back, baby. However, it's not all about me. I wanted to introduce you to some new fans of the show. Ooh. Please welcome my friends, the Snyders,
Ryan, Jess, and baby Lorella.
Love your pretzels.
I was given the privilege of being Lorelai's godfather. Oh, Lorelai. I'm sorry, Lorella. I really, you know, we have brand new listeners and I screw up the family name.
That's right. She's a baby. She doesn't know.
Let me just, I've got a reel to reel in here. Hold on. Shut up. You lean out. I appreciate. The Snyders, Ryan, Jess, and baby Lorelai. I was given the privilege of being Lorelai's godfather, and I couldn't be more proud.
I didn't know you were air checking, Mike.
Shut up your TV. Ryan and Jess are more like family than friends, and they have seen me through some of the darker times of my life. I've talked about how great the show is, and they both have become super fans. Ryan even purchased the bonus package. Ryan's birthday is today. Please wish him well as he steps 1 year deeper into his DB30s. Nice. Hey, enjoy it. That's wonderful. Mike, if for some reason the slot machine is open, Ryan loves thick Maine accents. His favorite is that old man from Pet Sematary. That's Fred Gwynn doing the accent. It's not a great Maine accent. But, I mean, I'm just, you know, because I'm up there and I know it. However, I won't ask the monkey to bang the cymbals together unless he wants to. The laughs you have provided over the years are more than enough. Thanks, Max Davis. Not to be confused with Mac Davis.
So this guy doesn't write the songs?
Let's see here. So, Ryan, is that whose birthday? It's Ryan?
It would be Ryan's birthday. Do we choose to spin?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's see how we do.
Very good. Let's see what happens. All right. This is the lobster slot machine. Lobster, lobster, lobster.
Hey, good nice. Job. Big win.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How are you? Jesus Christ, Ryan. I had no idea you're a brand new fan of the goddamn show. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
I have a dead dog. What happens if I bury him up on the hill?
You bury him up on the hill, he's going to come back to life and come down and haunt your whole ass. Yes, that's right. You'll be waking up and you'll slide out of your bed in the middle of the night with your cold floor and you'll look in the doorway and there'll be two green eyes staring right back at you. And you say, my God, that's Fido. Look at Fido. He looks like he just got hit by a cab, but he's wide open, alive with green eyes. He's going to chew my private area off.
Oh, yes, no.
Yes, I got a question. Yes. I'm thinking of having a family soon, and I like to have my kids play in the front yard next to the highway. What's going to happen then?
You better be careful because they've got these big logging trucks that fly by breakneck pace. They're going to get.
Hey, do you guys realize that I drive by that house almost daily when
really?
I'm up there?
Really?
No. Yes. I drive by the Pet Sematary not because when we moved up there, that's the only time I really plugged in. I half paid attention to that up until the time we moved up there. And now, by golly, when we're driving into Ellsworth, I drive by that house, which I always thought, based on the movie, was on the right, but it's actually on the left. And Calla, let me make this point about Calla. She's still terrified. I always say, let's stop by. They have big parties at that house, too.
Wow.
I don't know the big. I think I may have met the people that owned it.
We have to see that next time we go up there.
You should definitely bring us in. We should bring something dead with us.
Frankie. Dead and throw it in the yard. But by the way, the path doesn't go to the cemetery.
Well, I'm sure they took some license.
I think the path goes down to the sea.
Ah.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. Bye, main guy. Oh, whoa. F you for kicking me out. Moving right along.
Always a pleasure.
Gentlemen, my wonderful husband, John Bloom, is getting a little older. Tomorrow, I started the sentence wrong.
Like Regis.
I read it wrong. My wonderful husband, John Bloom, is getting a little older tomorrow and would be very excited if you all wished him a happy birthday. Maybe Salad Fingers could wish him happy birthday. They're coming. The hits are coming now.
They are.
By the way, we're headed to New Orleans in November to see you guys again. We've already started our paper chain to count down the days. It fills our entire D.C. apartment. Thanks for keeping us laughing. What is that, like dolls cut out of paper? What is the paper chain?
I have no idea. Sure. I was hoping one of you guys would know what it meant.
Oh, I have no.
All I can imagine is it's like when you make a paper chain for a Christmas tree.
Yes,
and there's
yes.
one link
Salad.
Per day.
Let's ask Salad. Let's see if we can ask him to do that.
Sal.
I like chains, especially if they're rusty chains, and sometimes the chains get broken and have sharp edges. Hello, Mr. Commodore. Did I get the right name?
Critchfield.
Critchfield.
Mr. Crisfield, could you take the broken piece of chain?
Does Sal have a reel-to-reel?
Sure, Melody.
Hello, Mr. Crisply. What is it?
Critchfield.
Critchfield? Hello, Mr. Critchfield.
Oh, Sal, you're laughing.
Thank you.
Your legendary sense of humor coming out.
It's good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. I'm going down to the local pub for a pint. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Moving right along. Hello, guys. My birthday was a few weeks ago, February 20th. I turned 38. I wasn't desperate enough to send my own solicitation until now. I just wanted to let you know I purchased a bonus show subscription this morning. That's good.
Awesome.
I have a real fear of commitment, so I went month to month. Well, that's okay. I hope you understand. Also, I don't want to be entered into any drawings to get your stuff. I just wanted to support the show. Unless you have a Jelly of the Month Club. If so...
Oh, that would be great if we did that.
What a wonderful idea, mm-hmm. Jelly of the Month.
Yes.
Confection of the Month.
Mike, this month's jelly, petroleum.
Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Great on toast. Boy, you are all horned up today, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's horned up.
Yeah, he's quoting Christmas Vacation. Jelly. He loves getting those ones in under the radar.
It's such a good movie.
Man, well, watch out. We don't want that dirty stuff to get on the video. Mike, if the curmudgeons run you out of Florida, I have plenty of room at my house in Reno for you and Carla. Best wishes, Stephen Relliford.
He actually lives in Sparks. I saw his address.
Sparks, Nevada?
He lives in Sparks, yeah. So.
All right. Well, Steven's been Relliforded. He's been Relliforded to the basement. I don't know why I said that. We're running so late.
Yes, we must move on.
Hello, friends. Please wish a happy belated birthday to longtime listener, my husband, Dave Medicus. It's a wonderful golf tool.
Yes.
He shares a birth year with Rob, 1971, and every year he tells me this tidbit of information with too much excitement, as if there's something I should do about it.
Oh.
I have to say, I was born the same year Rob Spiewak was.
Hey, it's great thing
from
to
the
have.
Mike O'Mara show.
I picture her eating like a piece of toast. You know, what do you want me to do about it?
Hey, can you pause This Is Us? Because that guy looks like the guy. That I was born the same year as.
Yeah, what's his name? And Toby.
Toby!
We love your show and listen every day. You give us something to talk about while we fix dinner, sad but true. And now even our 10-year-old pipes in with questions and comments about all of you as well. Well, throw the 10-year-old's name in there. They're the only ones that care about these things. I want to mention the name.
He has no name.
Hello, 10-year-old boy. hold on a second. I'm sorry. I got to do this.
Oh, look
again.
Who's here.
Oh, no.
Hello, 10-year-old. Boy.
That was a creepy moment.
Mike, that wasn't good for anybody.
Thanks for the entertainment. Thank you, Laura Medicus. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate the letter. Do I hold in my hand the last letter?
Mike, you hold in your hand the final letter.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Tito, and Jermaine, I have listened for 20 years, and I needed to tell you that Monday's episode brought back memories of my mother. Oh. Albeit from seemingly unrelated topics on the show. My mother died of Alzheimer's back in 2014. I am very sorry to hear that. Oscar and Rob talking about their respective mother-centric weekends reminded me of days when, as her sole caretaker, I babysat my aging mother. Well, you're not the only one, dear, because when Oscar and Rob were doing that, I didn't tell them this, but yours truly, I was thinking about my mom as well. It was a very tough time for me. Later in the show, a much funnier memory was triggered by one of Rob's pretty little sounds. After her cremation, I drove from Northern Virginia to Duluth, Minnesota, her childhood home, to spread her ashes in Lake Superior. I found a park along the lake and a semi-secluded spot. I got out of the car and stood on a cliff overlooking the water. I know where this is going. It was right then that the Big Lebowski came into my head, and I just started laughing my ass off. I rethought tossing the ashes from the edge of the cliff and instead made my way down to the water's edge. Good call on that one. And very carefully dumped my mother's ashes into the water. John Goodman's enormous mug is now forever etched in my mind whenever I think of cremation and saying goodbye to my mother. From that day forward, I viewed the movie more as a PSA than a comedy. Thanks to TMOS for continuing to spread this important message.
Carl Schwartz. I will be doing the same thing in August, the first weekend of August.
Oh, wow.
We're putting my mom into Frenchman's Bay, so I can relate to that. Great letter, great mailbag. We are running late. We will take a break. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
A study shows that women who routinely drank moderate amounts of alcohol, totaling about one drink per day, carried almost 10 pounds less body fat than women who did not drink at all. If you're trying to keep it tight, pick up a glass, have some wine, and go to Facebook.com and join the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club, because you're going to look good with that fermented grape goodness.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had wine? That is a new one.
Nice and fresh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting promo.
He's a man with priorities.
Do you ever feel like Celine's sitting in back in that studio with a ball gag on?
Have you ever watched your wife not pay attention to the phyllo dough and come over and stab you with a fork?
Thank you, Marcus. We appreciate it. This segment of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. You heard in the mailbag, a lot of people are supporting us by purchasing our bonus content. We mention it weekly because we want you to know about it, and we not want you to know that that's a big part of keeping this show alive. I mean alive.
Yes.
This is the life's blood of the Mike O'Mara Show, are the subscriptions to our bonus packages. And the strange thing is, out of the tens of thousands of you that enjoy our program, only a very small number of you actually subscribe to our bonus content. You heard the other guy. You don't have to dive in for the whole year. We'd
no.
like you to, but you can get it monthly. That's the way it works. So please get yourself the bonus package and listen to the bonus content. We offer you something different every week. You never know what kind of show we're going to have. It's uncensored. It's commercial free, and you're going to love it. Whether you want to buy it or give it or renew it, click the bonus banner and get it done. Plus, a great way to support the show. Please do it today. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, and we'd love you to do that. Treat yourself. You've earned it, and we appreciate it.
You know what
that.
They say, Mike? The people, when they subscribe to the bonus show,
you can't lose. Yeah, baby.
There you go. Thanks, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. We appreciate that. Yeah, so we've got an abbreviated segment here.
We do.
Everything is chugging along on the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to thank you for all your support. But really, when we talk about it, and I'll take a moment here just to, you know, outside of the regular commercial
sure.
that I read for it. It still is. We have so many little mini success stories on this show. The fact that we've kept it alive for as long as we have is amazing. The fact that our listenership grows every year, that's amazing to me. What is also amazing to me, though, is the fact that out of the literal tens of thousands of people, they just can't bring themselves to make that commitment and support us a little more by subscribing mm-hmm. to the bonus show content. And, you know, have we done a little better than we did last year? Yes, we have. I'd be lying to you if I said we hadn't. But the fact is, it's still relative.
Single
Oscar,
digits. Low single digits.
Low single digits.
And by relative, that, I mean, let me make it very clear. And this is right. not
Crystal.
Necessarily, it's not a pep talk. There used to be a time where I was like, man, we're getting just under or over 1% conversion from our listenership, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would get to maybe 2. And then I went to business school and I said, well, we're doing a bad job of stressing how important this is, because 2% conversion is nothing.
Yeah, not too good.
And I'm not sure what it is. We have, I think we have some of the most generous listeners,
yeah,
of any program of its kind out there. I really do believe that. It stuns me that people don't make that commitment.
I think, Mike, what it really comes down to is this, is that realistically, you know, on our end, we're DJs, right? And mm-hmm, forever, right. We've always been like, wow, we deserve to give 5 days a week because that's what we do. Five right. days a week. And it's, I don't think people are selfish. I don't think they're you know, cheap or they just don't care. I just think that they're like, oh, I don't need an extra hour. I would say this, that if you're in that lot and maybe you're of that mindset that you're like, I don't have another hour to listen to, or I'm never going to catch up, I would say, I don't care if you listen. The programming is great. It's worth a listen. It's great to escape for another hour.
That's, point.
That's
actually,
uncensored.
You know, I'm fine with that point. I have no problem with that point because the fact is, when we started this enterprise, we had a donate button up.
Yes.
There. Yep. We don't want to put a. I don't want to put a donate button back up on our page.
Yeah, and
I can't
speak for the guys. Look, we work hard on those bonus shows. They're a lot of fun. They're an extra hour. They're great for road trips. Maybe you've mowed through all of the programs and you've already got your fill. I get that. I would say this. That just like you press that Patreon button on other shows or you hit that donate button for a monthly, just subscribe to the show. It's the same thing, but you don't have another company ripping away a big percentage of those dollars.
Right.
Sometimes we discuss the semantics of it, that maybe we use different verbiage to say, you know, buy the bonus show. We make it sound like you're going into a store to buy something. No, what you're doing is you are supporting this show.
Offering your support. Yeah.
It is our little radiothon every week where we do that. And the fact is, you know, we just...
You're getting something back.
Yeah, this
we're
is
so
like...
far away. We're so far away from where I would like to see us. And it would be truly life-saving. There's a core of people that that support us on this show and do wonderful things for
us. They're phenomenal.
They're great. I'm speaking to you, the casual listener that's out there. Yeah, we don't ask for donations. We ask you to subscribe and pay a relatively small amount to get some extra
content. It's absolutely nothing. I spent more at Starbucks this morning.
Great shows. Yeah,
that's an element that is a... You know, you're donating to the show.
Mike,
offer your support. This is not unlike PBS, but the bonus show is better than a handbag.
I got this hippie water and a cage-free egg white omelet, whatever that is, downstairs, right?
I want mine with extra
whatever, price of a year of the bonus
whatever
show.
Whatever tree hugger sandwich they sell downstairs. And... that is more expensive than a subscription. You get a month worth of content and the feel goods of supporting this podcast network.
Right on.
Oscar spent $96 on his breakfast.
And if I can be serious for a second, let me tell you this. I don't want to blow our current format up. I don't want to move to where, we're going to take a little more of our free content and
we go to four and then get the fifth one. No, that's not what we do
here. We don't want to play that game. We like to do five shows and offer a bonus show every week. No. That's what we want to do. But just it's always on the table. It would not be on the table. We wouldn't be doing this. I'd love not to have to spend the goddamn time doing this. But this is a time where you do it. And I don't care how you get it done. As Oscar said, I don't care. If you do it by sending it to a friend that might not listen to it, I don't care. Whatever you do,
you get a monthly just because you know you're supporting the show because you just don't have time for that sixth hour.
Yeah.
Cool. You're supporting
the
show.
We're going to have this discussion, and when we have a discussion like this, and we didn't plan it.
No.
When we have a discussion like this, Oscar's going to go back later on today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. He's going to look at numbers, and he's going to say, okay, here's... When we had that discussion the other day, it really, really did work. And it would be really amazing for Oscar to come back to me and not give me... Yeah, we clicked a little bit here and there. It would be really great to have some show-changing
numbers. Some real
traction.
Jump in,
Some real traction.
This is the time of year we need it more than anything else. So that's it. Speech over. Please support our bonus show content. That's
and
it.
We appreciate the support. And thank you for really thinking about us.
And if we don't, we'll figure out other ways to get it done. But right now, this is what we want to do.
Blood drive.
We hope you want to do it too.
Celebrity blood drive.
Yes, there. Yeah, and we'll do
celebrity
it.
Celebrity blood.
By the neck. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Son.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, baby, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. If you're not using Lyft, you're making a horrible mistake because Lyft is the best way to get safely from here to there without hassle or dropping a ton of cash. I love Lyft. It's the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. Just download the app, request a driver, and they show up on average 3.5 minutes later. Every Lyft driver fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard. I've had more great conversations with Lyft drivers
when I've been using this app than I ever did in all the years I've taken cabs or even in the short time, and I'm not kidding you, I use some of the other services that
guess,
are out there.
Guess who used a Lyft this morning? He's in this room, and his name is Oscar.
Yeah.
How was your Lyft driver this morning? Probably a good person.
Mike,
with a good
story. Classy, it was affordable, and I said I should be driven to work every day.
Lyft drivers are rated after
good
every
news,
ride.
Pony.
Only the best ones stick around, so no filthy cars driven by creeps. Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest rated and fastest growing one. This is quality over quantity. No drunk driving, no bumming rides. You never have to park. Lyft is the best. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer. Just for our listeners, 3 free rides up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides up to $10 each up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code. That is TMOS.
News.
It's true. Rachel Maddow never said she was breaking open some massive scandal when she announced she was going to reveal President Trump's tax returns on her show Tuesday night. But let's be honest, she milked it for all it was worth and was basically the TV equivalent of clickbait.
Yeah.
Rachel, you gotta own it. And it definitely didn't live up to the implied expectations, but she doesn't really see it that way. She says, quote, "Because I have information about the president doesn't mean that it's necessarily a scandal. It doesn't mean that it's damning information. If other people leapt to that conclusion without me indicating that it was, that hype is external to what we did. I disagree.
This is
completely.
When you lose credibility to it's the next level. Yeah, next level. Said, her Twitter account for her show. Yeah. Yes, I follow her. Said, right. We have Trump's tax returns. Seriously.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
And I
right.
said, oh.
And it's long earned credibility and fast lost. Yep. And she best be careful.
You want to do the real reporting on, you know, if you got something where you want to, you know, have fun with the president, watch the interview with Tucker Carlson, where Tucker Carlson, who's a righty, asks him the tough questions and gets unbelievably weak answers about the wiretapping. That's something real. When you hold up and you hype your audience with a tax return that is 2 pages, you're kind of doing the same thing that you always point fingers at the other, at Fox News for doing. And really, to be honest with you, I've said for years that I like straight-ahead stuff. I like it to be balanced. I like a guy, if you want to know the guy, seriously, that I pay a lot of attention to, you want a drum roll for it? I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
There is one person that I watch on media when it comes to politics, news, anything. He is on CNN, and his name is David Gergen.
Yeah.
And I listen to David Gergen. I consider him to be a voice of reason, and... And somebody's, oh, yeah, that's because he's, hey, why don't you go Google David Gergen and see how many administrations he's worked for.
Yeah.
And then you'll know why I like David Gergen. So anyway, you know, Rachel,
it
when
was
you
Al
do
Capone's
that.
Capone's vault.
Yeah, when you do that. But then
her
again.
Aldo.
Oh, whatever.
But you know what? We reward people like Rachel Maddow because her ratings are the best on MSNBC.
But short so money if she keeps it up because,
nope,
again, credibility loss.
No, she'll be Sean. She'll
what
be
about
the Sean,
Brian Williams?
She'll be the Sean Hannity of the left. She will be. That's right. What she's cruising down that highway.
I still feel bad for Brian Williams when I see him on MSNBC.
I feel bad
does,
when I see him.
My wife does not.
I feel,
she doesn't?
No. Yeah, go ahead, Rob. What?
I say you feel bad for Brian Williams when you imagine him watching his daughter
getting it
again.
Oh yeah,
on Girls This Season.
Naughty.
Yeah.
The thing about Brian Williams, Carla's still long memory on Carla with that one. She's like, she doesn't like the guy. She doesn't think he ought to be telling us and interpreting facts for us because of what he did.
I'm
That's
on basic that. Cable.
As gimmicks go, this one isn't bad. Pregnant women are being offered free tickets to see a movie called Prevenge, which is about a killer fetus.
A killer fetus.
We've seen movies where someone is commanded to kill. This reminds me of when BDK.
Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing.
You know, when I watch BDK's movie reviews on Fox.
Is it Vagidentata?
It's
teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Teeth. And he was more excited about that movie than any movie he ever jumped down the hall
out of his
talked
mind.
To me about.
I don't think he was a regular on Fox 5 when he was screaming about that one.
We've seen movies where someone is commanded to kill by a dog, a ventriloquist dummy, a ghost, or whatever. But this one, a woman gets pregnant and her unborn child sends her on a killing spree.
Mm.
This is the sick part. This is why I put it in news you may not need. There's a special screening of Prevenge at the IFC in New York City on Monday. And if you are with child, you got to email this guy and admission is free.
Hey, that's great.
That is so twisted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of hoops
BDK
to jump through.
BDK loved teeth. Remember how much he loved
teeth?
He
loved it. Yeah. He loved it.
By the way,
very excited.
The initials BDK, the B stands for Breitbart. Anyway, Bud Light brought you back its old pitchman, Spuds McKenzie, in ghost form for its Super Bowl commercial this year. But now Anheuser-Busch is being sued for it because they supposedly don't own the character anymore. They abandoned the Spuds campaign 20 years ago, and since then, a company called Spuds Ventures claims it scooped up the rights to the character. They've been selling Spuds T-shirts and other merchandise with no objection from Anheuser-Busch. Now, Spuds Ventures wants damages, plus any profits the company made off the Super Bowl.
Good.
That is a good lawsuit for me to poop on.
Yeah, you know what? It's really smart. I think that they will do well going up against Anheuser-Busch, because Anheuser-Busch doesn't have any pull.
You know, it's a shame that Conan's on Turner now, because
then,
you know
he's
what?
In hiding, yeah.
Because Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is still a funny deal.
He could have totally taken this and made an entire, week-long skit of.
Yes, of course.
Spuds McKenzie, though, warm place in my heart. Had some T-shirts, definitely was asked not to wear them to school anymore.
Oh, really, Spuds McKenzie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, beer merch is frowned upon. Yes.
Spuds, Oscar.
Big Johnson's. I love it.
You've probably heard the stat that you have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of filling out a perfect NCAA tournament bracket. And while that's technically true, it's not quite accurate. That number is based on you flipping a coin to predict every game. In reality, there are certain things that are almost certain to happen in the tournament, like the 4 number 1 seeds beating the 4 number 16 seeds. No. I disagree with that. I'm sure you could find precedent of a number one being
16. Yeah, but they're taking into a chance the precedent over pure random stuff. It makes sense.
If you follow basketball during the year, you can make educated predictions about other games, too. Upsets will always happen, and that's where you'll need some luck to kick in. But all in all, your odds of a perfect bracket aren't that bad. According to ESPN, if you've got some knowledge about college basketball, I have none, your odds of a perfect bracket are about 1 in 1 or 2 billion. Oh, great.
Wow.
Okay.
You're more likely to get leukemia 3 times.
Those are still crazy odds, but way better than 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
7:20 tonight, Mike, on TBS.
Is that the first game?
Well, VCU plays. They start this afternoon, I think, at 4. But VCU's game is 7:20 tonight.
You know, I'm asking these questions because so I got time to maybe.
Yeah, maybe I think you can still get in on
the
it.
Get in action,
Mike.
Get in
on it. One down, light her up. There have been lots of studies about whether the 5-second rule is legit.
In
if you drop a piece of
the
food.
No.
If you drop a piece of food, do you really have 5 seconds to grab it before it's too contaminated with bacteria to eat? According to a new study.
Good study.
Come on. Give me the. It's Aston University in England. They said.
I didn't get in, Mike. They turned me down.
If you drop something wet or sticky like a donut or fork full of spaghetti, you have to grab it as quickly as possible before it absorbs bacteria and it isn't safe to eat. But if you drop something hard and dry like a cookie or potato chip, take your time. Maybe walk the dog, watch a YouTube video or two, power out a few tweets, then get back to eating it. They found when you drop a hard, dry food, you're pretty much safe as long as you eat them off the floor within half an hour.
You can dust it off as well.
I eat only hard, dry foods.
I've dropped like a slice of pizza.
Crust side down?
Yeah, crust side down.
Crust side down, you might be
and
okay.
Then like,
cheese size down, probably dangerous.
It's rough. Yeah. I'm always scared of gravel.
Yeah.
By the way, that yes sound you heard was coming from Michael McIntosh. Thank you very much. And now a little something.
Who, by the way, Mike, keeps a bowl of Skittles on his dresser.
Yes.
Attaboy. Here's a something for you today. A man was eating at a Denny's in Los Angeles around 3 a.m. yesterday when a guy and his friends tried to rob him at gunpoint. None of their names have been released, and it's not clear if they got any money, but right after they left, the guy jumped in his car. He chased down the guy who had the gun and intentionally ran him over.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
And unfortunately, that caused the gun to go off.
Oh.
And the guy accidentally shot himself in the
face.
He ended up in the hospital in critical condition. It sounds like the bullet went through his cheek, and he was also seriously injured by the car. It's not clear what he'll be charged with yet. The cops are still looking for his friends. They ran off after it happened. The guy that he tried to rob, he also took off.
Of course.
Police found his car abandoned a few blocks away, so he might face charges too. As we used to say in the bar business, nothing good happens after midnight, ladies and gentlemen.
So true.
It is the God's honest truth.
That's it. I swear to God. I used to get a call. Yeah, a guy was getting unruly, and they took him out. The cops, oh, well, I'm glad they got him out. Yeah, one little thing, Mike. He put his fist through the picture window on his way out. Mm. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. 12:05. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault Rob Sounds right after this, everybody.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Nice. Well done.
Author.
Yeah, Ashley.
It's Ashley.
Ashley, come over and get in front of the camera. Get in front of that camera for me right now.
Give him once around.
Come here. Let me see. There you go.
Yay, bravo. Round of applause.
That might be my favorite. That might be my all-time favorite promo.
It's a great one.
I thought you wanted Abueldita.
That is spectacular. Thank you very much. I love that. That is good job, Ashley. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. You know, we got a nice relationship. We do the show. You listen to the show. It works out. How about supporting the Amazon page? Huh? We never ask you to pick us up at the airport or help move the couch. Even when you're invited over for a painting.
Yeah, Merle.
I hate that, Merle.
However, one thing's a little nice thing you can help us with, Merle. Shop Amazon, Amazon.com. Do it through MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website. Or use the TMOS app and click the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Thanks for your shop.
Thank you, Merle.
I'm pretending that we're having bad connectivity.
I love when you do that.
I can take the last part again and really, really do a great impersonation of bad connectivity.
Do you want to kill the music?
Please.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Just go to Mike O'Mara Show, talk Amazon, and click the Amazon button on our website. Then click on the shop. Go up to Norton Wood. Shop Amazon through card. Thank you.
I love the gurgle.
Very good. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, March 16, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Been a while since we have spotlighted a Mike O'Mara Show listener of the day. And
yay,
today it goes to Mark Soto. And he gave me permission to play this tape because he got confused, as we sometimes do on our smartphones.
Confused.
He sent me a 45, an old Motown 45 for my birthday. Lovely gift. It was by the Marvelettes. And what he did is he wanted to reply to my thank you for the 45. And there are two microphone buttons on an iPhone. One is talk to text. One is record.
Yes.
And he thought he hit talk to text. But instead, this is what happened when I opened his message.
No worries, comma. I'm driving to Arizona right now and have saved up some of the podcasts, period. I'm just finishing Friday's show, period. Love all the birthday talk, exclamation point.
Here's to you, Mark Soto.
Yes!
Mark Soto, way to go. We've all screwed up like
God.
That. By the way, let me stop the show for just a second because I've got a homework assignment. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, is the big day for the Irish, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Would it be too needy of me to request a homework assignment from anyone that's willing to do it? A little limerick for us.
I think we all have to write a limerick.
Can we all pen a limerick?
Can I have an example of a limerick?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Don't finish that one. No. Don't do that.
You can look up on the internet limericks and then replace the words with your own.
Oh, like a Mad Libs.
It's not. It's a poem. It's a 5-line poem.
Is it iambic pentameter?
It is with an AABBA rhyme scheme. That's what it is.
Okay, so it is iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
You studied in school. I didn't. So.
I like that. I feel like the only ones I know are Dirty.
Well, the thing is,
it lends itself to it. Yeah,
we can edit. I'm not averse to a dirty limerick.
Dirty, dirty.
You know, dirty limericks can be quite fun. So tomorrow,
the Skittles belong to Mac.
No. We're going to have, and that I include all the interns that want to. Please get
he
the word out.
He hides them under his sack.
Bring a limerick. You will be graded on a curve. You will be graded on a curve.
Nice.
And
but when he's ready to jack.
He takes
He's
three
considered
steps back.
Quite a hack.
Yeah, there we go.
So bring our limericks in. And by the way, Rob, you may have to help Oscar with his limerick. I think that's obvious right now.
I don't know. I have, help him with that. What? Just with spelling words and rhyming. Yeah, that's
I
all
have Grammarly. We're fine.
Okay. Hey, and the thing is, if you want more than one, that's cool too. If you want to submit two. But tomorrow, we'll have limericks.
Well, we'll all read our own, right?
Is Pony like typing into his, please write limerick?
No, Pony's right now penning his letter of resignation.
There once was a glider named Miley.
Yeah, there you got the
yes,
first.
Keep going. She sure liked ponies Filey or something like that. You know.
There once was a beautiful woman named Glenda.
Yes. Yeah.
And it could be about anybody. Yes. It could be about the show. It could be about a listener. It can be about anything.
Current events.
Thank you. So tomorrow. Go ahead, Rob.
Make sure all the interns are notified. And if they're not in, they can email their limericks to us.
St. Patty's Day, Limerick Friday. It's going to be a big show tomorrow.
Mike, Winnipeg is in Canada, as you know.
Yes, and, the Winnipeg Jets.
And it's very cold up there. And sometimes the water actually freezes on the lakes and the ponds. And they can save time. They can take a shortcut. They can, instead of going around like a peninsula, they can drive across the water when it freezes.
Ooh, yeah.
Cool. Save lots of time. Save hours at a time.
Oh, it'd be amazing. What an advantage.
And so sometimes when you're doing it, you're on Facebook Live because you're saying, hey, look at me. I'm driving on the water. And sometimes the water isn't as frozen as you think.
Oh, no.
So yesterday, I want to tell you both people are okay.
Okay.
But their car did go through the ice on Facebook Live yesterday.
They're trying to get across, and there's a bigger ridge than we've seen in any of the ridges. We'll figure out how to get across it. Oh, that looks frightening. Why are you slowing down?
Fail!
Oh my gosh! That's my life! Take that! Oh my goodness!
Water's filling up the cabin now.
Terrifying.
Oh my gosh!
That is scary, scary, scary.
The cabin filled up so fast they could not open the doors. They had to roll down the windows and get out that way. The truck was a total loss. However, in the back of the pickup, I'm told there was a wooden box of clothing that came to the surface. So they were able to rescue the clothing.
Yay!
Yeah, the truck is still at the bottom of the Winnipeg River or whatever it is.
Yes.
If you knew you could drive across Frenchman's Bay,
right?
Would you even risk it?
No.
Right?
No, I'd be scared. The only time I would do that is if it was known to be. I mean, there are places where, for example, ice fishing is done.
Yeah, but yes.
And there are parks and recreation people that actually certify that the ice is safe.
Right.
And they will let you know that this is.
It's
and
like
they,
at
you know,
3 feet or whatever. It's what it becomes.
You know,
safe,
and that's where, you know, Canada's kind of like free spirits and let's give it a try. Yeah.
What
and,
I would do is there. I would send Carrie out. And if she made it, I'd say, come on back and get me.
How the ice in the seats.
They were heard to exclaim,
my Mercedes!
By the way, what's the name of the movie?
That's
what's
the Four name? Seasons with Jack
Four
Weston.
Four Seasons. Greatest car through the ice scene in the history of car through the ice scene.
And you know why?
Jack Weston.
Because of the gurgling sound. It is relentless the way they make the Mercedes. I was going to resell it for twice what I paid. Channel 11 New York City, WPIX, a great independent television station. It's been around since television has been around. They sent a reporter to the Jersey Shore during the blizzard for Stella, right? What the reporter doesn't know is that there is a famous surfer on the Jersey Shore. His name is Adam Weinrip. And because the blizzard was sort of a bust, He was actually out in a wetsuit surfing.
Yes.
Because the weather made for tremendous chop out there. He was able to.
Right.
So he walks up and totally messes with her. This is in the surfing scene. This is a big deal, this guy. And he walks right up to her while she's doing a live cutaway.
Tell me how those waves are.
It's a little bit sloppy.
A little bit sloppy?
Yeah.
Were you able to get any action out there? Or?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a van here by any chance?
We do have a van here. We've got that big news van.
You want to give me a ride back to my car?
We might be able to work something out for you. What's your name?
Adam.
Do you always surf the crazy storms?
No. This is my first time.
Your first time?
Yeah.
You gonna go out again?
Yeah, I think I'll try surfing again.
Yeah? Uh-huh. All right. Do you usually do it in the summer?
Oh, no. This is like my first time surfing.
Period.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just epic. Yeah.
You thought this was the best day to go out surfing as a first timer.
Yeah, I heard that offshore winds were good for waves.
Uh-huh.
So. You as a pro.
Live TV is the best. And let us close with Conan O'Brien. Mike, bad news. I know a guy that you're a big fan of is not well. El Chapo is really in failing health since he's been locked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is true. Wow.
Hey, here's a story. El Chapo's lawyers say that while in U.S. custody, his health is deteriorating. Yeah. El Chapo has lost so much weight, he's down 2 tunnel sizes.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment, good one today.
Yes.
It's Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and please take to heart what we said about our bonus show subscriptions. We'd appreciate it. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy TV Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara. But that's it. I won't bring it up again. That's it. That's the last hard time I'll give you about that. Rob said it was your fault. Thanks again for your joining us for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Yeah, baby! In the no. You can't lose in the no.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.